And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Mary Milton. Today we talk about LGBT History Month and Cheryl Morgan will be in the studio to tell us what's happening in Bristol.
And rubber has always been the kind of wear of gay men, but this Saturday Swarm celebrates its first birthday, so Carl is going to be here to tell us a little bit more.
All today, right here on Shout Out.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who are you?
I have no
idea. I've never presented with you before in my life.
You have, a very, very long time ago.
What, on the actual show? I know we've done things like Pride together, haven't we?
No, we've done the actual show, but a very, very long time ago. It normally happens when there's no one else here.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no one else here. That's
well, do you know what's happened? We've run out of lesbians.
Oh, have we?
There's a lesbian shortage.
Well,
I know there's you, Lucy. I'm very fine, you are as well.
Don't say, sit there and run out of lesbians. There's one sat right opposite you. There's another one next door.
But we don't like to repeat you too many times.
Oh, it's true.
But you and I presented together. We had a good laugh,
didn't we? Yes, we have. Yeah, that happened. We could do that again.
And that will happen again probably very soon.
Now that Mary's worked out that can happen.
Now that I've worked out there's another lesbian in the room, we could just swap places.
Another lesbian.
Okay.
Yeah. We're pretty interchangeable. Both got hoodies on.
We do.
Yeah.
And we've got Cheryl in today as well, haven't we?
We have got Cheryl.
Because it's a busy month next month, actually. I don't know how much we're covering this year, but...
Oh, as much as possible.
Are we?
Yeah. Cheryl's certainly very busy. There's a whole weekend of stuff happening this year, which she'll tell us all about, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, it's a whole month, though, isn't it?
It's a whole month, but often in the past, they've done, you know, an event here and an event there. I don't think they've ever concentrated them into a big weekend celebration before.
Cool.
So it can be very exciting.
Looking forward to it, yeah. No, it looks like it's going to be really great.
So, I'm interested to see if they're doing another exhibition at the M Shed, because that was really good a few years back.
I think that was their flagship thing, wasn't it? That was a lot of preparation.
Yeah. But it was supposed to like run for a few weeks, and it was so successful it got like extended, didn't it?
Yeah, and it's toured a little bit as well.
I didn't know that. So I know that the Shout Out champagne bottles in there that we all signed on our first ever broadcast.
I know, it's consigned to history. I had to sign a form, so the M Shed now have that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Part of Bristol's cultural history. Nice.
It's amazing how quickly that happens. I got interviewed for Out Stories for their archive, and it's amazing how quickly you start talking about things that happened in the 80s and 90s, and you think, God, that really is history. Things have moved on so quickly that it's actually worth recording what happened in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Particularly for gay people, because I think things have changed. They gathered pace, didn't they? And there were lots of legal changes.
True, yeah.
So, yeah.
It is interesting looking. It makes me feel old, if I'm honest. It's like,
you know,
I came out in the 90s.
It makes me think you're old too.
You'll always be older than me, though.
I know, but I'm resigned to that.
It makes me feel like I had life very easy, because although I'm pretty much of an age with Andy, I didn't come out in the 90s because I really didn't think I was gay. So I almost feel like, oh, well, life's a lot simpler for me. I came out in the early aughts.
Early aughts.
Yeah, it's a bit more straightforward.
I'm sure that has its own issues, doesn't it, sort of coming out in later life?
Yeah, people have got a vision of you, but yeah, I suppose. But then I was only 24, so not
that
hugely old. No, but I didn't have to do the whole teenage thing or anything like that. It just wasn't an issue for me, so, you know. A niggling sense that something wasn't right, but that's it.
But that's quite similar to my experience, actually, to be honest.
Right.
But I think even that kind of niggling sense of something not being right is actually quite often other people have that sense about you as well.
My parents weren't surprised at different. All.
Mine neither.
And do you find that as you get older, you get more interested in history as well? Because like when I was at secondary school, I hated history.
Local history, but you learn what history could be. Because when you're at school, they just give you a load of list of dates and they tell you to learn all about the First World War and
We did like the Tudor times.
And
all that kind of stuff.
But I think it's what Mary says, that history can be so many other things. It can be what happened in the 80s and the 90s.
Well, I think when it's social history as well, I find it a lot more interesting about how did people live. and what jobs did they do, and you know, and what did they do in their spare time. That's a lot more interesting than memorising this war and that date and king and queen.
There's a group on Facebook called Bristol Now and Then, where lots of people will, when they find old photos, they'll go to where the old photo was taken and take a photo now and then post the two up you can see. And there are some that go back like way before the wars and the like, and you can see, like, you know, what Old Market used to look like, and Castle Park, because Castle Park was originally the centre of Bristol. It was a shopping area. There's all those kind of, and it's fascinating, and seeing the pictures of all the trams going everywhere and the water on the waterfront now, where half of it's covered up. Used to stretch an awful long way.
They talked about opening
and,
that up again, actually.
Did they?
Apparently there's an electrical substation underneath there.
Oh.
And in order to open
it's
that up,
water.
Obviously, and allow water in, they would have to move that.
Mm. Although you can canoe under it. I know, because I
That's
have.
That's true. There's a tunnel, isn't there?
I have paddled down the tunnel.
Is it not a bit smelly, though?
No, it's completely fine. You need a head torch, and then it'll take you all the way into somewhere just under Cabot Circus, we think, and you can...
Well, it does go all the way to IKEA.
You meet up with Froome.
It goes all the way to IKEA.
It does go all the way to IKEA.
Follow the underground river to
go
IKEA.
Far enough.
I know, it goes to Cabot
Circus.
Let's
get the boat to the Bear Barn. It's so gay.
Are you trying to say IKEA is gay?
Well, it's such a... Like, where do you think a useful place to get a boat to would be? Oh, yes, it goes to IKEA.
Well, the Bear Barn would be more useful.
Yeah, that's true.
Be
more interesting.
So, anyway, right, should we do some events?
Let's do that.
So, Outshout, our pick of the best events.
Yeah. So, very, very quick one, hot off the press, handed to me as I was coming into the studio.
Gosh, that is hot off the press.
Yeah, pretty much. Picture and Piano this Monday. The Environment Agency, in conjunction with Stonewall, are going to be celebrating 10 years of their LGBT network in the Environment Agency in Bristol.
Oh.
That's happening from 6:30. It's probably more of interest to Environment Agency employees, but I have been told that it's pretty much open, and if you're along, go down there, and, you know, Stonewall will be down there, and it'll be a good networking event. Well, so if you're into networking, that's a good one to bear and keep in the back pocket.
Cool.
Okay. Next up, at the Palace this Friday, there's going to be some cabaret. It's going to be... Titania Gill.
Oh, right.
Well done.
Yes. Titania is last year's Drag Idol finalist, so she's obviously got some skills, and she's going to be making her Bristol debut at the Palace this Friday.
It's quite cool. The Palace is starting to get a real name for the drag.
Yeah, the drag and the cabaret stuff. Yeah. They're really all going there,
But at the moment, when you think drag, you quite often think of the Retreat, because they've got loads to go on there.
Yes, they do, yeah.
But the Palace, I think, was
the...
That
end of Old Market is very much...
You don't get it in the Bear Bar.
Not the Bear Bar, no.
Oh, I would love to see cabaret in the Bear Bar.
Oh, it has happened. Mr. Mean has been there.
I'd just love it. It'd just be amazing. It would be so good.
Like the Bear Bar?
Maybe.
They've done glitter bears, where they all put glitter in their beards. The oddest looking thing. All these big blokey bears with glittery beards.
Oh, why not?
Yeah. So that's this Friday.
That's happening this Friday as well. So those two events, and more less on an LGBT theme, but on more on a Bristol theme. Yeah. Next Friday, 5th of February, Bristol Green Capital is coming to its end, and that is the closing ceremony. Bristol 2015 Green Capital.
Yeah, I noticed because they had a shop on the waterfront.
That's all closed. Because you used to be able to go in there.
Are we not green anymore?
No.
No, we've handed over to Ljubljana, which is the capital of Slovenia.
I'm glad you wrote down how to say that.
And knew where it was.
So we are handing over the baton. It's a free event in Colston Hall Friday from 2:00.
Right.
You will have to book on Eventbrite, but all the details are there.
And will Ljubljana be there?
They will be there, yes. So I'm hoping for something similar to, like, much like when we handed over the Olympic Games to Rio, you know, we had Spice Girls and all that kind of stuff, and then they came along and did a samba dance. I'm hoping there'll be something similar.
I'm thinking you might be disappointed.
Oh, no, really? Yeah. I've been looking forward to, you know, somebody turning up with a 20-mile-an-hour sign on a bicycle. And
that could happen. That could be George Ferguson.
Yeah, he could do that. So that's more of a Bristol thing. But
maybe
I thought it was
some
worth
glitter
mentioning.
On his trousers.
I have to ask, though, did anyone notice any changes that made us greener during...
I had insulation insulation put in my floor.
Oh, right.
That's a good change.
Nothing to do with green capital,
actually,
but I did.
I have a funny feeling we're having that done with our roof. I think we're able to get a grant for that as well. So.
Yeah, I didn't really get a grant, but yeah, hey.
I know that they're digging up the middle to put a big metro thing in, aren't they?
There's all sorts
the
going
on. Centre.
I was told that I was not recycling correctly because I did not have the correct recycling bin, so there you go.
Have you now been given those bins?
I have now been given the correct recycling bin. But I would like to say that, coming as I did from Swindon, their system is a lot better because they have one big green bin that you chuck all your recycling in, and it's big enough and you can hold it all in, as opposed to the boxes, which, you know, you put out, it rains, they get wet, they overflow, all the kind of stuff.
You have a party and that's it. You need like about six of those.
You don't have parties in Swindon.
Well.
Well, then those bins are going to waste over in Swindon, aren't they? And they need to come here to Bristol.
Listeners, I am also from Swindon. I am allowed to be rude about it. I'm terribly sorry.
Swindon's got a really nice gay bar there anyway, so...
Oh, give that a little plug.
Mail Coach, it's Swindon.
Oh,
very nice, friendly gay bar. It's really,
there you
really good.
Go.
And they generally have pretty good live music as well. Go down there if you're in Swindon. It's a nice crowd.
Yes.
One of the more random out-shouts of the week.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, Lucy.
No worries.
Nikki French, and you're listening to Shout Out!
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
That's Rachel Platten and Stand By You. Quite like that one.
Very nice.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah. I thought it's kind
unanimous.
Of like quite upbeat, that one. It's a new one, though. It was in one of the charts. It's in the charts, so you know what I mean, so... Hello, welcome back.
Hello, Andy. Hello, Mary.
I don't know if we even need to introduce you. I think everyone knows your voice. You're with us so
I
often.
I think we should say.
The lovely Cheryl is back with us, bless. And it's because this
me.
Is coming up. It's coming up to your busiest time of the year, isn't it? Probably.
Dear me, yes.
So. Yeah, you are run ragged, aren't you, lady?
Oh, totally.
For the listeners at home that don't know you, you're here because you're representing, is it Out Stories, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Give us a quick synopsis. What is Out Stories for those that haven't heard of it?
Out Stories is a local organisation which is dedicated to researching and preserving and presenting the history of LGBT plus people in Bristol and the surrounding area.
And you might be preaching to the converted here, I'm sure you are with our audience, but why is that important?
Because our stories deserve to be told as well. So often when you read history, it's basically about straight cis white men. And obviously there's a movement to have women's history represented. We also need to have black history represented, and we need to have queer history represented, because we've always been here. And you know, people need to understand that. That's particularly the case with trans people, because quite often people will say that, oh, trans people have only just been invented. This is rubbish. I'm giving an academic paper in Manchester in February talking about trans people in Sumer, the first civilization in the Middle
East. Wow, you can prove that far back. That's great.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I do remember when we first ever interviewed, I think it was Andy was the first guy we ever interviewed.
Andy Foyle.
And he was saying that actually what had happened is throughout history, a lot of things that should be kind of, you know, put down as LGBT or T actually got rewritten to be very, very heterosexual, because of course you just couldn't talk about the taboos.
Well, one of my favourites of that is actually a Bristol story. There's a very famous gay man from Bristol called John Addington Symonds, and he was a poet and writer and arts commentator and whatever. And one of the things that he did was to do a new translation of Michelangelo's love poems.
Oh, right.
And in doing so, he discovered that the person who translated them previously had gender flipped the entire narrative so that Michelangelo wouldn't look gay.
Really?
Gosh.
I'm sure there's a lot of times in history where that's happened.
Oh, there's so much stuff. I mean, I do a lot of research on trans history, and it's so often you find that when people are translating ancient sources and there are references to trans people in there, they will mess with the translation.
They kind of thought, oh, that must be wrong, and so they've put it back the way that they think it should be.
Or they thought, that's disgusting, I'm not going to translate that. And so
Bristol's also, we found out one of the places where the first ever, I'm trying to think of the politically
gender
correct
way. Reassignment
Thank
surgery.
You. Yeah, it happened.
Yes, that in fact, I will be doing a talk about that on the Sunday, the 21st, as part of the Stafford MSHA. But Michael Dillon, the first person ever to undergo what is called a phalloplasty, making of a...
Now, is that...
You're allowed to use the word.
I'm allowed to say penis, yes.
I'm allowed to say penis on there. That's
yes,
great.
Yes, you
first,
are.
First person ever to have plastic surgery to make a penis began his transition in Bristol.
Is that first person in the world? Because I have heard some people in America claiming that...
No. You have to be relatively careful about this. There was a chap in America, in Oregon, called Alan Hart, who had... breast removal and a hysterectomy somewhere in 1918, I think. And I gather now my friend C.N. Lester, who's also researching trans history, tells me there was somebody in Germany in 1912 who had a similar operation. So right. From that point of view, that trans men were certainly having this type of surgery, possibly even earlier that sort of thing happened. But the point about Dillon is that in order to create a penis, you need to have somebody who's really good at plastic surgery. And that person...
He would have been quite in his infancy back then, surely.
Exactly, yes. And plastic surgery was essentially invented after World War I because so many people came back from the front with really horrific injuries.
Oh, so right. They had a lot of people to practice on, I guess, and that's how it developed as a surgery.
There was a chap called Harold Gillis, later Sir Harold. He was a New Zealander. He came over to Britain to develop this technique, and he became the expert in plastic surgery. And when the government realised that war with Germany was going to be inevitable, they told him to create a teaching hospital and train up a whole bunch of people to do plastic surgery in advance of the war so that they'd be ready when the wounded started coming back. And Dillon, through a series of coincidences, got in touch with this guy and asked him if he would try to do this operation, and he said yes, and the rest is history, as it were.
Wow.
And did that actually happen in Bristol, that surgery, or did that happen elsewhere?
No, that surgery happened at Sir Harold's teaching hospital in Basingstoke, but it was when Dillon had his mastectomy in Bristol that he met a local plastic surgeon and who then introduced him to Gillies and allowed all of this to happen.
So Bristol's obviously, it's got a long LGBT history, even longer than that. But what's going to be happening over the next month that OutStories or you are organising, and who are we going to see?
There's a huge amount of stuff. I mean, I'm only sort of scratching the surface of it, the things I'm organising, but I know there are other things going on as well. I got an email yesterday from Edson Burton saying there's going to be a film at Watershed, not this Saturday, but the Saturday afterwards, the first Saturday in February. I think it is about gay black people. And
because we should explain though, if you're listening and you have no idea, February is LGBT History Month.
Yes,
and it's a time, and it's not just the UK, is it? It's pretty much everywhere.
Well, no, it's a UK thing.
Is it? For February and the others do different months? Or?
America has it in October, I think.
Right.
So other
I think that flips with Black History Month because they have Black History Month in February, I believe.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it was all kind of complicated. I can't remember the exact details, but we ended up...
We have it in February.
Yeah.
And it's all about, bringing the history to light, isn't it, in its very simplest form.
Yes. And if you have a look on lgbthistorymonth.org.uk, there's a calendar there with an enormous list of things that are going on all over the country. I'm going to be doing talks in Manchester and London as well as in Bristol, and there are lots and lots of events happening around the country. But we're interested in what's happening in Bristol.
Yeah,
so
give us some highlights.
Here are some highlights. First of all, on Friday the 12th and Saturday the 13th of February at the Red Lodge Museum in Park Row, our good friend Tom Marshman is putting on an entertainment called Hot Dates with the Past.
Great title.
Yes,
that's
a
great Tom
lovely
title.
He does come out with some cracking titles.
Here is the blurb. The Grand Elizabethan Red Lodge Museum will be transformed into a dating site, taking inspiration from chats on dating apps, secret histories and fantasies that reveal all. Join us for a one-off steamy night as we weave through the truths and fictions of dating history.
join Tom Marshman for a steamy date.
and who wouldn't?
Who would not indeed?
So that is Tom sort of getting us kicked off on that weekend. And then things start warming up the following week when Stuart Milk arrives in Bristol for a whole week of events.
Ooh, and you've arranged that, haven't you? That's been really hard work.
Yeah, there's been stuff going on. thanks to Sue Saunders and the folks at Schools Out as well. But it's been a lot of work. And Stuart is going to see a couple of local schools. He's going to visit Freedom Youth, our LGBT youth group, and
he's
so on.
Harvey Milk's.
He is Harvey Milk's nephew. We had the interview with him on
a few weeks ago. Yeah,
yeah. If you haven't heard it, podcast still up on the website. But it was you interviewed him, wasn't it?
It was. So. Yes.
And you can see him in the flesh.
In the flesh on Wednesday, February the 17th, at Bristol University, Queen's Building Small Lecture Theatre on University Walk. We're doing an event called The Enduring Legacy of Harvey Milk, in which Stuart will talk about his uncle's legacy and also show a film called The Times of Harvey Milk, which is a documentary by Rob Epstein, which won an Oscar in 1984 for Best Documentary. And then Stuart will do a Q&A about his uncle and the work of the Milk Foundation, which is the organisation that Stuart helped found to promote LGBT rights after his uncle's assassination.
What a legacy.
Indeed. Amazing stuff. So, moving on. Fingers crossed we'll be having a repeat performance of that at Bath University on the Thursday night. We're just waiting for confirmation from the university that we can have the room. And then on Friday at the M Shed, we are having a civic launch of our weekend of LGBT history events. Stuart will be there. Our guest activist speaker is going to be Phil Opoku-Guma, who is co-founder of UK Black Pride. She's one of the judges of the Independent Pink List.
Oh, right.
And she was actually up for an MBE in the New Year's Honours list in January.
She turned it down, didn't she?
She turned it down. She said, I don't believe in empire. So this is the person doing our guest activist speech.
Wow.
That qualifies her, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
That sounds like it's going to be a very interesting talk.
Yeah.
Yep. So there are still tickets available for that through Eventbrite. It's free. A glass of wine, courtesy of our friends at Barefoot Wines as well. So that should be a good evening. And then Saturday and Sunday at M Shed, we've got a huge programme of talks with lots of fabulous people. Our other headline guest that I should talk about is Sarah Savage.
From My Transsexual Son.
Correct, yes.
Brighton.
And she's going to be talking about the founding of Trans Pride in Brighton, which is a wonderful
fantastic
event. Over 3 years, it's grown from like a couple of hundred people to over 2,000. I've been to all of them, and
I remember
amazing.
You reporting for us from the very first one.
Yep.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's still going.
And Sarah's written a book recently as well, hasn't she?
She has.
I'm sure she mentioned that, a children's book.
Yes,
right?
she and Fox Fisher have put together this children's book called Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl? Which is just a picture book about this little person who we never discover whether they're a boy or a girl or neither. And really, what does it matter? They can play with what they want.
That's a great title, and I'm sure it's one that's going to resonate with a lot of listeners, actually. I've had that asked me several times, particularly when I was tiny.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
And wasn't Fox doing some form of TV stuff
at one point?
Yeah,
Fox
has
done a whole load of My Generation stuff and whatever. And I was hoping that Fox would be able to come, but sadly not available. But hey, we have Sarah, and Sarah's going to be fabulous.
Cool.
Sounds like it's going to be a fabulous weekend. So there's stuff virtually all weekend then at
the
M Shed.
There is stuff. We've got lots and lots of talks. There's a huge number of things that people are going to be talking about. I've got a long list here if you are interested.
We're rapidly running out of time, aren't we?
Yeah, but it is all on the website, isn't it?
It's all on the OutStories website and all on our Facebook area as well. We've got Facebook events and stuff as well.
And you said there's a calendar on the main site,
and on the
there?
Main National LGBT History Month site, there's a calendar with all our events on there as well. And I will give you all the links so you can put them in the show notes.
We will make sure they're there.
Cool. Well, listen, I know you're going to get to March and you're just going to like disappear and put your feet out for a bit.
I'm fleeing to Canada.
I'm
going to an international conference on trans history, which is in Victoria, British Columbia, which is going to be awesome.
I'm sure that'll be fun, but it doesn't sound like a rest.
No, I was going to say.
Well, maybe not, no.
So, well, listen, it's lovely to catch up with you, and I know how much work goes into these things, so I'm sure it'll be an absolutely brilliant event again. If if not a whole month of it. I don't know how you coped in a whole month. We struggle with the day with pride, don't we? You know, but lovely to catch up with you.
I shall be a gibbering wreck by the end of it.
I'm sure.
Well, we will be there with you right till the end.
Marvellous, thank you.
And like we said, if you do want all the links, they will be up on our website, shoutoutradio.lgbt. So, right, stay with us. News up next.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Fast Car by Jonas Blue, that one. Another new one to us in the charts this week, that one. Lovely. Oh, I haven't put you on. There you go. Hello. Well,
you're right on top of it, aren't you?
Well, sometimes I do like older tracks, and other times I like to go and kind of, you know, pick some of the newer ones.
Oh, so. we like it mixed up.
Yeah.
Well, I bet you remember the older ones.
Yeah.
Well, it depends, you know. As long as they're not from you, I'm fine. Oh, sorry. We got Steve back in, and he used to every single week find somebody to take the mickey out of me for
it. Put a nice foxtrot on for you later, Steve.
Lovely.
So anyway, welcome back. It's nice to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
So how's your show? Those of you that don't know, Steve does his own show on a Wednesday, don't you? Here
it's
on
going
BTFM.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's going good.
Cool.
Yeah. Coming up to 4 years in September.
Wow.
Mm. Gosh. Party.
Gosh, I remember when you first joined Shout Out.
I know. Yeah. Gosh, a long time ago.
It was, yeah. It's really bad when you listen back to them. They sound so different now.
That was when it was half an hour.
Yes. Yeah, we started.
And pre-recorded.
Half past one. Gosh. On. No, we were never pre-recorded. Well, actually, the events were pre-recorded,
yes,
weren't they? Yeah, originally.
Yeah.
Gosh, I've forgotten that. Yeah. So I think even the news was pre-recorded initially at the beginning. Can you imagine
that?
Now
you've got us live.
I know, isn't it wonderful? So
that's when you twiddled a cat's whisker on the radio to get a signal, wasn't it?
It's a crystal set, I think.
I think you're showing your age. Right, shall we get some news?
This is Shout Out News on the 28th of January, 2016.
Nominees for the 27th GLAAD Media Awards have been announced. Contenders for the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation Awards include The Danish Girl and Carol for Outstanding Film, Wide Release, whilst Caitlyn Jenner, CNN presenter and journalist Anderson Cooper and Ellen DeGeneres are up for awards in a number of different categories. The GLAAD Media Awards recognise and honour media for their fair, accurate and inclusive representations of the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender community and the issues that affect their lives. All proceeds of the GLAAD Media Awards support GLAAD's work with the media to bring culture-changing stories of LGBT people to millions of homes and workplaces every day in an effort to increase understanding and awareness to build support for full equality and acceptance. For full details of all nominees, take a look at glad.org.
This week, Holocaust Memorial Day coincided with an announcement by the government that the UK is to have its first permanent Holocaust memorial. It's set to be positioned in central London at the Victoria Town Gardens next to the Houses of Parliament. £50 million have been set aside for its design and construction, and the Holocaust Commission specifically recommended that the new National Memorial should recognise all victims of Nazi persecution, including gay people.
Moving on from the memorial itself, the Holocaust Memorial Trust is the charity that promotes Holocaust Memorial Day, a day which remembers all genocides that took place, including those in Cambodia, Rwanda, Bosnia and Darfur. The Trust this week had some sobering news, announcing that a quarter of the British public have witnessed a form of hate crime this year and that two-thirds regret not intervening. Research focused on five centrally monitored characteristics: race or ethnicity, religion or beliefs, sexual orientation, disability and transgender identity. More than a tenth of respondents said that they themselves had been a victim of a hate incident or crime, with 60% of them saying no one intervened when it happened, despite there being people in the area. Chief Executive of the Trust, Avilia Marks-Woodman, said, "As well as taking stock of what's happening in our own communities here in the UK today, we also need to be mindful of the fact that genocide is continuing in Darfur, where thousands of people have been murdered and millions have been forced to flee to makeshift refugee camps. We all need to reflect on the fact that the path to genocide begins with exclusion and discrimination, and that standing by allows hatred to take hold."
Manx Radio says that the first Chief Minister of the Isle of Man has indicated that same-sex marriage could be introduced on the island as early as this summer. Alan Bell says that a bill to implement the change should start its way through the Tynwald, which is the Manx Parliament, as early as next week. The Isle of Man has come a long way in the last 25 years in terms of equality. It was at one point one of the most conservative parts of the British Isles, but now a new and younger generation is now in charge of politics on the island.
The LGBT counselling and mental health awareness charity PACE, based in the heart of London, is to close its doors after 31 years of providing services to the community. A spokesperson explained to Gay Newswires that it has been difficult to secure enough funding to continue with the project. They said the decision to close the doors on PACE after 31 years of supporting the LGBT plus community is one that we have taken with a very heavy heart. The financial climate is very difficult for small charities, especially those delivering services at a local level, with continuing cuts to local authority budgets. Services from PACE finish on Friday, the 29th of January.
Next week sees the beginning of LGBT History Month, with a large number of events taking place across Bristol and around the world. According to LGBT Bristol, the overall aim of LGBT History Month is to promote equality and diversity for the benefit of the public by raising awareness, increasing visibility of the LGBT community, and ensuring educational spaces are safe places for LGBT people and promoting their welfare. LGBT Bristol is the brand name of the Bristol Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transgender Forum, which was originally established in 1994 and is a registered charity. For detailed information of events happening throughout the city next month, you can get access to a full calendar at lgbtbristol.org.uk.
And finally, congratulations to Bristol local Sharon Layton, who has won a Move GB Fitness Award. Sharon guested on Shout Out last year, telling listeners her emotional story about the inspiring way she rebooted her life many years ago and is now a huge success on the Bristol fitness scene.
For these stories and more, visit shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shout Out News, this has been Ivan Jackson
and Steve Shepherd.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Hi, I'm Morgan James, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Ejector and Like You. Or is it the other way around? Is it Like You by Ejector?
Yeah.
It's you picked this one.
I did, yes. It's very nice to hear a bit of Ejector on the radio.
It's very good. I like that.
Yeah.
It's quite spooky, isn't it?
Well, I like them because their keyboardist always performs in full rubber. So.
Oh, is that why?
Yes.
And that's why you're here to speak to us as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Because that guy likes to perform in... Yeah.
Yes. That's a good start.
Yeah, that's a great start, isn't it? Yeah.
Anyway, a very warm welcome to Shout Out to my wonderful soon-to-be husband, Carl.
So, hello, good evening.
Hello,
you may recognise that if you're a podcast listener, you may recognise the voice.
Oh.
Go on, do the line.
Oh God, it's been so long. It's
the Shout Out Podcast.
Oh yes, it's the Shout Out Podcast.
Except it isn't.
I'm slightly northern, so I'd usually say the Shout Out Podcast, but I was told I wasn't
slightly northern.
Yeah.
Where do you have to be from to be slightly northern?
Well, anywhere north of Bristol, pretty much, really.
Oh,
so,
right. Okay.
Yeah. According to most of my friends in Bristol, but anyway, yes.
Yeah. So, what's the event
on,
that you've got?
On. Look, here you go.
Oh,
the Shout Out Podcast.
Yeah. I'm sure I don't actually sound like that. But
no,
anyway.
You're not so echoey. So. Yeah.
That's
anyway,
enhanced.
You're here because it's Swarm's first birthday.
It is.
This
it is. It's been a year already.
I know.
It's amazing.
Tell us what Swarm is for the uneducated.
So Swarm stands for the Southwest Rubbermen. We're a social group that has been running probably for about 2 years online, and we've been meeting socially for a year.
You know, when you said Rubbermen, do you remember there was a toy once called a Stretch Armstrong?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember him?
Yes.
It's
and
coming
he just
back
stretched
this
his arm,
year, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah.
And he just went on and on and on. That's not what you mean, is it?
Not quite, no. We're a group of people who enjoy wearing rubber clothing. It's a fetish, so, you know, that's kind of our thing. It's what we enjoy doing. And it's one of those things that has always been very hidden. So one of the reasons why I started the group up was is to get people out from behind their computer screens and the phone apps, and actually get people coming out and meeting face to face.
Because the Leathermen are quite, you know, they're quite known.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, Bristol's very good for the kind of fetish scene. Anyway, it's kind of getting a real name for itself on the international community. And while kind of there's no real hierarchy, it's always been seen as being kind of easier to be into leather because it's a bit more socially acceptable.
And it's quite an iconic sort of look, so. Isn't it?
Yeah.
And of course, you've got things like motorcycle leathers as well, which is very people are used to wearing that. Whereas I suppose you don't kind of, there isn't really a mainstream.
If you're wearing rubber, you're wearing rubber, aren't you? You're not wearing it accidentally because you just got off a motorbike or whatever. Yeah. You are wearing it because
but then,
you enjoy wearing it.
I mean, even with that, I mean, kind of so around the edges of the fetish, you've got guys who are very into wetsuits and kind of divers that wear dry suits and waders and all that sort of stuff.
So but it's not your general going out to the pub gear,
no,
is it?
No, not usually, no.
Well, then, to be honest, neither is the leather stuff, I suppose, is.
No, but that you was kind of mentioned the motorcycling side of it, you know, and you might, you know, you might go somewhere wearing that stuff, mightn't you?
Yeah. So it's first birthday.
Yes.
This weekend, taking over the palace.
Yeah. We're starting at 2 o'clock. There's some of us going for lunch at the Old Market Assembly.
The theatre.
The new venue in Old Market. So that should be fun. I popped in last night and had a chat with them, actually. They're very friendly and very enthusiastic about us going in there, so that's going to be good. And then at 4 o'clock, we'll stroll down the street to the palace, and we're having our usual social in there, but it'll be a bit more of a party. There'll be cake, and there will be, being a rubber event, there will be lots and lots of balloons. I got very excited when the balloons arrived.
How many people are you expecting?
Well, it varies. It just depends. It depends on kind of how many people show up, obviously.
In the Facebook group, that kind of thing.
Oh, well, it's kind of on the Facebook group, we've probably got a couple of hundred people, but we're not expecting that many people to show up. It does tend to vary. One of the things that we find is because we meet very deliberately, we meet in public venues, we're not behind closed doors. Some people do kind of struggle with that a little bit because it
But then that's why the palace is such a good venue, because it's in the snug, isn't
exactly,
it? Which is like
exactly.
a room off to the side.
I think that's going to be a fantastic sight. If you start off in the assembly and then there's a whole bunch of you walking down to the palace,
I
mean, just down that little stretch, that's going to look amazing.
Yeah. And it's nice because there's lots of colour and there's, you know, people like to wear stuff that shows themselves off to their best effect, and you know, and it's nice because we're very much I mean, despite the name, despite the Southwest Rubber Men, the whole point of the social meets is that they're completely inclusive, so it doesn't matter. I get a lot of questions from people saying I haven't got any gear, and I said that's absolutely fine, doesn't matter, there's no dress code, show up wearing whatever you're comfortable in. And also
there's more the point, you can
You can if you want to, but you don't have to. And also, we're not gender exclusive. It's not just men. It's anybody that wants to, any age, any orientation as well. We're not exclusively a gay group. So anybody's more than welcome to come along.
And if people want to come along, do they just turn up? Or?
Yeah, just show up.
It's free.
There's no membership. There's no, you know, just show up. If you want to come for lunch, like I say, we'll be at the Old Market Assembly at 2. If you want to come a bit later to the palace, just come along, come in, we'll be there.
So what time's so the assembly's at 2, then the palace is 4 till?
Mm-hmm. 4 till, usually about 8-ish, and 8 to 8.30, and then we usually pop across the road into the Bear Bar and go in there and
dance with DJ Daddy.
Dance the night away. And
and this is Saturday?
This Saturday.
Yep.
Cool. So if people aren't on Facebook, is there a way they can find out?
There is. We've got a small website, and that's swarm.club. So that's swrm.club. And there's a contact form on there. If you want to get in touch with us, you can fire us a message off. Or like you just said, we are on Facebook as well, so you can look us up there too.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. Well, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
I think they're listening in the palace at the moment.
I believe they are. So, I had a message earlier. So
hello to the palace.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. Joe at the palace. Yeah. We'll see you all on Saturday, I guess.
Definitely. See you soon.
Cool. Well, it's lovely to catch up with you. And best of luck. Let's hope we're talking again on the second birthday. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? So, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We're back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Shawn Mendes. And Stitches.
Nearly had me in Stitches, I think.
Did we fly?
Well, my chair keeps going down.
Yes, it's lovely, isn't it? Brand new studio, which is lovely and plush and wonderful.
We'll stop moaning about the chairs.
Your chairs go down and you lose your microphone.
There's a comedy moment. We're all bobbing up and down, aren't we?
You've got to have something to moan about.
Yeah.
I wanted to drag you back in before we finish, mate, because the next Shout Out After Dark is going out tonight. If you're listening and you don't know what it is, Shout Out now has a second show, which we do once a quarter, roughly, don't we? Of course, you're our Scream Queens master. Master of ceremonies kind of thing, aren't you? This one is going out midnight on BCFM tonight, if you're listening to us live Thursday. It will also be going out on Pirate Nation Radio. I think it goes at the same time. So you can listen on Pirate Nation Radio as well. If not, it will also be available on podcast afterwards. And I'm talking to I can't remember the name. It's Greg.
You're talking to Greg Owen from iwantprepnow.co.uk. Also Dr. Brett Palmer, who's an NHS doctor and also volunteers at a sexual health clinic, and also Craig Hobson, who is a nurse practice manager for THT West in Bristol. So we have three
fascinating
two healthcare professionals. Yeah, they were absolutely brilliant.
Fascinating. Really, if you want to know anything about PEP or PrEP, it is really worth tuning in to listen to, or going and grabbing the podcast.
There's also it's also really good general information about HIV as well.
Yes,
it's a really good listen.
It's not just for LGBT people. That's the important thing.
No.
It's all material and information relevant to anybody out there who is at risk from contracting HIV.
Yes, yeah. It was brilliant. It was. I was a little bit worried because poor old Terry was ill, so I was on my own.
You did a wonderful job.
And Terry, get well soon.
Yes.
And of course, Scream Queens, which is always our movie review. This time you were doing...
It was The Danish Girl. So we had quite an in-depth discussion, actually, in 10 minutes. We managed to squeeze a lot of opinion in there. So, have a listen and draw your own conclusions.
Yeah, we haven't been and seen The Danish Girl yet, have we?
Not yet, no.
It's one I'd like to.
I left with a little gulp, a lump in my throat, let's put it that way.
I think we all did, actually. Yeah. I think that's inevitable. Kind of... Take tissues.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is it for this week. Don't forget, though, like I say, you can post your own events directly on our website.
To do that, or even grab a podcast of the show you've missed, just go to shoutoutradio.lgbt.
One last reminder, Shout Out After Dark, talking about PEP and PrEP, is on tonight at midnight on BCFM and Pirate Nation Radio, and podcasts later on iTunes and on our website. You can grab it in the morning. But for myself and the rest of the Shout Out team, have a wonderful week. Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.